Just a word about the prayer of Sirach. Do you see how much he loves his people? How he prays for his people? How proud he is of his people? And I was thinking, as I was upstairs praying about this, do we have anything remotely like that in regard to the church? Now, the mystery, of course, is this, that to belong to the chosen people, and they're still chosen, that they've got to fill out the rest of their choice and become Christian. But you see, the chosen people, and it's based on flesh. Who's, you know, if you're born of a Jewish mother, you're Jewish, which is very Mediterranean, you understand. You know, you say that's your father, it's probably true, but your mother, and nobody can doubt who your mother is, you see. And so that's what's behind all this. But what struck me was the love and the prayer. And here we are, you know, joined together by much, something much deeper than just the flesh. We're joined by the Spirit of God, given to us when we're baptized. Are we proud of the church? Do we say, I'm a Christian, look at this great church? And do we pray like this guy prays for the church? And I thought, you know, we have another kind of patriotism to learn, if that's the right word, to be proud of the church, love the church, be embarrassed about all our sins. You know, you wonder why the Lord doesn't just quit and start another church. But he won't. Because he's more committed to us than we are to him. Anyway, it just struck me, you know, gather all the tribes of Jacob, that they may inherit the land as of old. Show mercy to the people called by your name, Israel, whom you named your firstborn. Take pity on your holy city. Do we ever pray like that for the church? And there's, you know, a billion of us, and we're joined at the hip spiritually, because we all were given the very life of Christ and the share in the death our Lord talks about through baptism, which is much deeper. Okay. Now the gospel. This is the third prediction of the Passion, and if Mark is really the first gospel, he set that, and Matthew follows it quite closely. Luke less, but close enough. Now, these three passions, as they're in the gospel, are meant to show us two things. One, the mystery of fruitful suffering. This is going to happen to the Son of Man, and then he's going to rise and give us new life. That's the first. And the second, you see, is what does it mean to be a Christian? It means to join the Lord in his vocation. And what's the obstacle? Well, Peter just got scared the first time that Jesus announced this. It was back in chapter 8. Far be it from you, Lord. You know, he doesn't mean that. He's far be it from me. And he says what? Out of my way, Satan. He's pretty tough. I'm going to do the Father's will, and you're going to follow me. That. So he got quite a lesson the first pope, right? The second time is when they're walking along up in Galilee, and they go into the house. Oikos, the house in Mark, is a key notion. And he said, what were you talking about on the way? And they said, but they didn't say anything. They were silent. They were embarrassed. Why? Because they were talking about who's the greatest. I mean, if there's a way that we will never understand the passion of the Lord, it's by trying to be a big shot. That's the fastest way to get blinded. And now today, we have another one. It's another big shot temptation. This is a really big, big shot. We want to be at your right and left in your kingdom. And so, now that's right after the prediction. So we have no doubt you know, whether it happened this way or not, probably did. Why don't we understand the passion? Because we're egomaniacs. That's why. We don't serve each other like that. And if we do, we expect a raise or something, you know. And he's saying, you know, grant that in your glory we may sit, one at your right and the other at your left. He says, you don't even know what you're asking. You know, can you drink the chalice that I drink? Can you be baptized with the baptism? I'm going to the cross. I just told you. You know? And they said, yeah, we can do that. Which was great, wasn't it? That's enthusiasm. He loves that. They're going to have a hard time. But he said, you know, the chalice that I drink, you will drink. And the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. They were both martyred. You see? But right and left, that's not mine to give. Well, everybody else got mad. These two are trying to hustle in and get the first spot. And so they weren't scandalized, they were just mad because they wanted to have the top spot. So then our Lord says, I'm going to teach you how you can understand the mystery of my passion. Whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. That's the way to greatness. Well, I think I'll try to find another way. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, right to the point of pouring out his life for you, to give his life as a ransom for many. Now that's the third prediction. They're now starting in chapter 10. Pretty soon, they're going to be in Jerusalem where all of this takes place. But the key to understanding it is to want to join them.